The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
So, you are a devout Catholic and you have on your bucket list you want to visit the Vatican. It really is an incredible experience. I'm not a Catholic, but I have been to the Vatican and it is fascinating. The architecture, it is breathtaking. The Sistine Chapel. Well, one of the great disappointments of my life was the Sistine Chapel. Oh, not that it wasn't beautiful, but when we were there, I was coming back from Moldova, and I did this several times. I would have my travel agent. I've been to Moldova, I don't know, 20, 21 times. And on the way back, I would tell my travel agent, give me a 24-hour layover in such and such a city. One time, it was Rome. And I got to see Rome for, I don't know, the whole thing was maybe $150. The whole thing. Walked everywhere. Didn't take a bus, didn't pay for anything, but anyway. When we went to see the Sistine Chapel, the line was about 3 hours long. And what you did, you wound your way through the Vatican Museum. Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of art, paintings, sculptures, you name it. And the line winds its way all through the Vatican Museum, and you keep going through. So you're kind of killing two birds with one stone. You're seeing all the priceless art in the museum, winding your way to the Sistine Chapel. And then finally we got to the Sistine Chapel. The place was packed. And number one, no pictures. Put your cameras away. You cannot take any pictures. What does it hurt to take a picture? No pictures. And go, move. We had guides going, please move, keep moving. We waited in line for 3 hours. And we're pushed, I mean literally pushed, through in about 4 minutes. God, are you kidding me? But anyway, it was still a fascinating experience. Okay, back to my hypothetical scenario. So you are a devout Catholic, and on your bucket list, your entire life, you have wanted to go to the Vatican. And so you save up your money, you finally make your plans, you travel to Italy, you travel to Rome, you go to the Vatican, and you are met at the gate. And you are asked, show us your green pass. Excuse me? What's a green pass? Well, it's proof that you are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. I don't have a green pass. And then from there, you can, two or three different scenarios. I'm vaccinated, but I don't have any proof. I left my card in, America. Or, no, I've decided not to get the vaccine. Or, I had COVID-19, and because of that, I have antibodies that are more resistant to the COVID-19 than the vaccination. Sorry. Show us your green pass. What? I've been planning this trip for 27 years. I spent my life savings coming here. Sorry, Pope Francis has mandated if you don't have a green pass, you don't get into the Vatican. Well, okay. I just want to go worship in St. Peter's. Oh, sorry. But I want to worship. Oh, sorry. Where's your green pass? I told you I don't have a green pass. Well, you can't go. Now, that part is not hypothetical. Quote, the Vatican City State announced today that effective October 1st, no one can enter its territory without presenting a coronavirus green pass by order of Pope Francis himself. Yep. The decree also declares that, I'm reading from the news release, the decree also declares that the Green Pass mandate extends to the Vatican's extraterritorial properties stipulated by the 1929 Lateran Treaty, which includes Vatican-owned churches throughout Italy. And by the way, many, if not most, of the churches in Italy are owned by the Vatican, which means you will not be able to worship in most of the churches in Italy if you don't have the green pass. Again, quoting, the Pope himself instructed the governorate, I think that's how you pronounce it, of Vatican City State to issue the mandate in order to prevent, control, and combat the public health emergency in Vatican territory. According to the decree, Pope Francis did so while asserting the necessity of ensuring the health and well-being of the working community with respect for the dignity, rights, and fundamental freedoms of each of its members. Say what? On one hand, you're saying you can't get in here, you can't worship, you can't see the Sistine Chapel, you can't go into St. Peter's, you can't go into the museum. In fact, you can't even walk onto the property of the Vatican unless you got a green pass. And at the same time, he says, we're ensuring the health and well-being of the working community with respect for the dignity, rights, and fundamental freedoms of each of its members. The Vatican has entrusted the enforcement of the mandate to its internal police force. These provisions apply to citizens and residents of the state, personnel and service of any sort of the governorate of the state of the Vatican City, and to the various bodies of the Roman Curia and the institutions connected to it, to all visitors and users of services, the decree stipulates. Wow. I'm not Catholic, and I have been to the Vatican. But my little scenario about people who are Catholic and it's on their bucket list before they die, they want to go to the Vatican, my heart just goes out to people. I think it's terrible, terrible, terrible overreach. And sadly, another very radical decision by a very radical leftist pope. I think it's incredibly sad. All right, quick break. We'll be back. Wrap things up on today's Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, this is disgusting, but it's also fishy. Yeah, all at the same time. What am I talking about? A billboard that went up near the city of Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. I have no idea where Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia is, except it's somewhere in the state of Georgia. Very large billboard. Very large billboard, and it showed a picture of former President Donald Trump. And in very large letters under his picture, "Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders." Now, that is disgusting. I supported Donald Trump, voted for him, and for the most part, I thought he was a great president. I wish he was president right now. But you do not compare Donald Trump to Jesus. That's disgusting. Picture of Donald Trump and the verse, "Unto us a son is given and the government shall be upon his shoulders." That is disgusting. But it's also fishy. Because under that verse was the reference, Romans 8:17. Romans 8:17 does not say, "Unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulders." That's Isaiah 9:6. And anybody with even a rudimentary knowledge of Scripture would know that's not Romans 8:17. So, I suspect it was not an admirer of Donald Trump, but a detractor. I don't think that a supporter of Donald Trump would be dumb enough to put up a very controversial billboard and then put the wrong reference for the verse of Scripture. I just don't think so. Well, there was huge controversy about it, and it was removed. And it should have been removed. The billboard space is owned and operated by Reagan Outdoor Advertising in Chattanooga, and they would not reveal who paid for the billboard. Said it was private, and they refused to reveal who paid for it. I hope and I pray that it was not a Donald Trump supporter. Because that's blasphemous. It is. Now, I have met some Donald Trump supporters who probably would agree with that, sadly, tragically. But I don't know. I think it was a detractor trying to make Trump and his followers look bad. However, it's not the first time that people have referred to a president as something divine. Yep. You may remember back in 2012 at the Soul Train Awards, Jamie Foxx said this. "It's like church over here. It's like church in here. First of all, give an honor to God and our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama." Yeah, he actually said that in 2012. "First of all, give an honor to God and our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama." Yep. The same year, 2012, a New York-based artist by the name of Michael D'Antuono made a painting titled "The Truth." It was a painting of President Obama with a crown of thorns on his head and his hands stretched out, alluding to a crucifixion, implying that Barack Obama indeed was a savior. In 2009, actress Susan Sarandon compared Obama to Jesus, said he is a community organizer just like Jesus was. Yeah, so it has happened before. But again, I hope it was not a Trump supporter. But I suspect it was not. And then quickly, the crisis on the border continues to spiral out of control and get worse and worse. Right now, as we speak, under one bridge in Del Rio, Texas, there are approximately 15,000 illegal immigrants. 15,000. And here's the bizarre thing. Most of them are from Haiti. So I want to know, how did they get to the U.S. border, the U.S.-Mexico border from Haiti? And I kind of assume, well, you know, they just had a big hurricane there and maybe things were really bad. And no. I did a little bit of research. Almost all of these Haitian immigrants have been living in other countries for 10, 11, 12, 13 years. Many of them worked in Brazil and other countries. And they were kind of happy there until, listen to me carefully, until they heard that President Biden had opened the border to immigrants, and if you could make it, they will let you into the country. That word spread through the Haitian community like wildfire, and now we have 15,000 mostly Haitian immigrants trying to break into our country. Now, just like the drone strike in Afghanistan that killed the innocent citizens because President Biden said we got to act like we're tough, well, this crisis, finally, Biden did something about it, and he says we got to act like we're tough, so we're going to fly these people to Haiti. And so there were several planes that took off yesterday taking Haitian immigrants back to Haiti. Here's the problem. They haven't been in Haiti in 10 years. That's not where they've been living. So they're going to be dumped in a country that they're not even familiar with. Yeah, it keeps getting worse. Hey, folks, have a great evening, but remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.